When everything goes the way you want, career-wise, family-wise, friend-wise, and you are about to retire, but you feel a subtle, barely detectable dissatisfaction, and you're not sure why, what specific things should you do besides ordaining and becoming a monk? Would appreciate no broad stroke, quote, follow the Eightfold Path answers. Follow the Eightfold Path. Is dukkha arising from that's funny, that reminds me actually of an incident many years ago. We were helping a little bit to look after a very elderly Cambodian monk, Bante Damawara. And there was kind of a he was living at the City of 10,000 Buddhas and being cared for there by various numbers of people, and we go down and visit him. And there was one time when some of his lay followers, not the ones who were really actually doing the actual caregiving, but were kind of kibitzing around what kind of care he should get, and they were kind of arguing over him about whether they should do this or they should do that, or whether they should take this approach or that approach, and kind of disagreeing. And Bante Damawara was just kind of lying there. He was about 107 at that time, I think. He died at 108 or 9. And anyway, they were going back and forth, and finally one of them turned to him and said, Bante, what do you think? What should we do? And he looked, he kind of opened his eyes and said very slowly, I think that you should follow the Eightfold Path. So it was a broad stroke answer that he gave, but it also kind of cut the arguing down, cut it out. So it's actually not a bad answer. just, the one thing that is notable from this question is that there is this subtle dissatisfaction, even when everything is going our way, career, family, friends, you've got everything you want, you're about to retire. There is this subtle sense of dissatisfaction. There's a famous quote that I always like to mention somewhere along the line that there's only one thing worse than not getting what you want, and it's getting what you want. Because you realize that anything in the conventional world, anything in found in samsara, the rolling on, even if it's the best of all possible conditions that you can find in the world, it can't ever completely fulfill or provide true satisfaction, because eventually it changes, and that urge for those, even those skillful states, having a good career, having good family, having good friends, even those move on, change, adjust, and if we're attached to them, then we experience this sense of dis-ease, being ill at ease, because we've lost something that we've enjoyed in a conventional way. What we're left with is trying to find something to fill the empty space that's left. So the wanting, even on a subtle level, is always there, and the wanting of things to be, different from what they are, creates even this very subtle sense of dissatisfaction, because if you take refuge and look for stability in things that are inherently, by nature, unstable and changeable, then you will experience dissatisfaction, suffering, dukkha. So really the only thing to do is to start looking at what it is, and how dukkha arises, how dissatisfaction arises, even subtle dissatisfaction when you've got everything that you think that is good in the world. It's actually if it's part of the conditioned realm, it's never going to be good enough. So rather than looking for something else, you start examining what it is that you can let go of, and what it is that you're holding on to, what it is that you're attached to, and you start letting go. And there's a different kind of joy and bliss and peace in letting go rather than trying to get whatever it is, even if it's subtly pleasant mind states or even high meditation states. The true peace is found in letting go. So you just have to start, you know, really orienting yourself to that aspect of the practice and make a commitment to refuge in that starting to, and retirement's a great time to do it, starting to let go and simplify rather than continue to accumulate.